أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله ثم ماتوا وهم كفار فلن يغفر الله لهم. In the previous ayats, and the main subject of this surah is that Allah made jihad compulsory, which in fact the Muslims at the time were asking for. But when the command did come, then the weak Muslims and the munafiqeen looked at it as if they are going to die. And they did not want to accept the responsibility of jihad, and they tried and get away from it. Allah Ta'ala explained in the previous ayat and many ayats of the Quran Sharif that your actual life, a life of respect and honor of yours, lies in jihad. And your life of complacency, of peace, and you want comfort and ease of this dunya, in that life lies your destruction. And the clear proof of this is that when the Muslims reached Medina Sharif, then Allah Ta'ala made jihad compulsory, and they were in every way in a very, very poor state. Their livelihood, their finances, their political situation. But when they made jihad, Allah made them the rulers of the world. And Muslims ruled the world for 700 years. When they stopped your jihad, then again the non-Muslims came over them, and Muslim rule came to a complete end with the end of the Ottoman Empire. So in jihad is the life of a Muslim, and in there is his success in this world and in the year after. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ جو لوگ منکر ہوئے اور روکا لوگوں کو اللہ کی راہ سے. Those people who disbelieved in Allah Ta'ala, they had nifaq in their hearts, hypocrisy, and they did not believe in Allah truly. They only showed as though they are believing. And worse than that, they stopped other people also from the path of Allah, from becoming Muslims, from practicing upon Islam. ثُمَّ مَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ پھر مر گئے اور وہ منکر ہی رہے. And they died in the state of kufr. They did not make tawbah. They did not correct themselves. فَلَيْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ تو ہرگیز نہ بخشے گا ان کو اللہ. Allah will never forgive those people who died in the state of kufr. Whatever weakness we apprehend hypocrisy within us. We apprehend that we are doing things for name and show. A person must hasten towards Tawbah and try and correct his life immediately, because if maut has to come in that condition, then it is the most worst and most serious matter that can ever be. فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّمْءِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَالُونَ سو تم مت بودے نہ ہوئے, جاؤ اور لگو پکارنے صلح. So when you face the enemy also, then there will be, sometimes you'll be on the better side, on the top of them, sometimes they will be on the top of you. And when that condition comes, don't quickly rush and say, let us make peace. And don't go for peace immediately. Have courage, fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and be strong. Don't just ask for peace and you want to live a peaceful life, and you don't want to fulfill the commands of Allah, in there is your destruction. As no, it's not hidden from anyone that how the kuffar are manipulating the Muslims today, and how they are treating the Muslims, because we are all just lying in a state of our dunya, and they have beautified our dunya for us, and in various ways we also just want a peaceful life, a comfortable life. We are not worried of our deen, we are not worried of the commands of Allah. How many Muslims in the world are becoming murtad? How the NGOs are working, Christian missionaries are working, Hindu missions are working, but we are just in our state of comfort and we're not worried. So in that case, that is a serious matter. So Allah says, don't be in that. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ أَوْ تُمْ هِي رَهُوْكَ غَالِبٌ. If you will keep on fighting and making effort for deen, Allah will make you superior. You keep up your effort, whichever effort of deen, going out in jamaat also, making our islah, going to the khanka, in the home talk about deen, in social gatherings talk about deen, let deen become alive. And the pinnacle of it is jihad, fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala. If you will do that, Allah promises that you will be the most superior. وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, اور اللہ تمہارے ساتھ ہے اور نقصان نہ دے گا تم کو تمہارے کاموں میں. And Allah is with you and He won't let harm come to you. As we see the muhajirin who migrated from Makkah, who had absolutely nothing with them. The Ansar of Medina had to share with their muhajir brothers, and then they were in a poor state outwardly as far as dunya, but they made jihad. Allah made them the most high, and they destroyed the Roman Empire, they destroyed the Persian Empire. All this is the barakat of jihad. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُوا وَلَهُ. یہ دنیا کا جینا تو کھیل ہے اور تماشا. This worldly life is only play and amusement and entertainment. Don't be overtaken by this dunya, that you want the peace and comfort of this dunya, you want to just live it up in this dunya. Don't be so foolish and don't drop to the level that your honor lies in brand names, your honor lies in fashions, your honor lies in your lifestyle. What honor is in there? Honor is upholding the deen of Allah Ta'ala and making the deen of Allah alive. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ, اور اگر تم یقین لاؤ گے اور بچ کر چلو گے دے گا تم کو تمہارا بدلہ. And remember that this, that if you will bring Iman, proper Iman, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali in one Tablighi Ijtima said, until you don't realize the tall rising buildings of yours, your flashy motor cars and your beautiful mansions, till you don't have the yaqeen in your heart that these are toys, your Iman hasn't been made. These things of this dunya are just toys like for little children. Reality is akhirat. So if you bring that Iman and you stay with taqwa, you don't break the laws of Allah, you observe the commands of Allah, Allah is going to give you your reward for all this. وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ, اور نہ مانگے گا تم سے مال تمہاری. And Allah is not asking of your wealth. What must Allah do? Does Allah need, what even if we multi-trillion billionaires, what can they, what does Allah want our wealth? He wants it for your own sake. You sacrifice for Allah. You sacrifice not only your sweat, but your blood also for Allah. Today we are not prepared to sacrifice our sleep. We are not prepared to sacrifice our sweat for Allah, our desires for Allah. No, learn to sacrifice and bring a true Islamic way of life within you. إِن يَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيُحْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجْ أَذْغَانَكُمْ, اگر مانگے تم سے وہ مال پھر تم کو تنگ کرے تو بخل کرنے لگو اور ظاہر کر دے تمہاری دل کی خفقیہ. Allah Ta'ala is not asking for all your wealth. In zakat, he's only asking you for 2.5% and not for himself, for the poor amongst you. In your other wealth also, and in your life, 5 times namaz only in a day. Not whole day you have to make namaz. Allah is asking very little for you. If he had to ask of you everything which is his full right, then give all your time only for Allah. Give all your money only for Allah. Don't keep any money with you whatsoever. Give it for Allah. If He asks you of that, He gave it to you. And He has the full right to ask you of it. But if He has to ask you, then you will be stingy. You won't want to give. Allah knows by nature of man, man loves his time, loves his wealth, loves his comfort and his peace. So Allah, He gave it all to us. And He's asking us a very, very small percentage of it. And that is says will be sufficient to prove your love for me. And if I have to ask you of everything, then you will be stingy, you won't give it. وَيُخْرِجْ أَذْغَانَكُمْ, and thereby Allah will take out that hidden disease in your heart. Like that you're making a big claim, I love Allah, I'll give everything for Allah. But if He has to ask you of it, then you won't want to give it. So He's asking you very, very little. Give that little to Allah Ta'ala. Ha antum ha ulai tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. Sunte ho tum log, tumko bulate hai ke kharch karo Allah ke raah mein. Are you listening? Are you aware? Are you awake? Listen, Allah is calling you to spend in the path of Allah. Give your money also in the path of Allah. Give your lives also in the path of Allah. He's calling you towards this. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ فِبْحِرْ تُمْ مِنْ سِي كُوِي اَيْسَا هَيْ كَيْ نَهِي دَيْتَا. Some of you are such that you are stingy and you are not giving at all, even the basic dues which are. You are not prepared to sacrifice your little comfort, your little rest, your little sleep. You are not prepared to sacrifice anything. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِي. Or جو کوئی نہ دے گا سو نہ دے گا آپ کو. And whoever does not give is not giving for his own destruction. It's not that he is going to benefit, he's staying with that money. Many people who didn't give their zakat, the crooks came and took not only all the money, they took their lives also with it. Many times you didn't give your zakat, then all your money is gone into an operation, is gone into some your health care, and all your money is gone and your health also is gone. So learn to give for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Allah will protect your health, He will protect your wealth, He will protect your family. Give what has to be given for Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. اور اللہ بھی نیاز ہے اور تم محتاج ہو. And Allah is totally independent. He doesn't need anything from anyone. He is the one who gave you everything. And you are the ones who are totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. اور اگر تم پھر جاؤ گے تو بدل دے گا اور لوگ تمہاری سوا. And if you do not submit to Allah and His commands, Allah will bring other people in your place. He'll bring another nation. When this ayat was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, which is that other nation that Allah will bring in our place if we do not make jihad, we do not uphold the deen of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand on Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala and he said, his nation. And it was his nation that Imam Abu Hanifa was born. And Allah took work of deen from so much from him and his students, that this ayat proves the great virtues and the great what Allah Ta'ala had spoken about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they are such people that if knowledge has to be in the star Thuraya, theorists, then also they will go there and bring knowledge from there. And this was, we see, the fiqh and the knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi with. But the Sahaba stood up for deen and they spread deen in the world. And the completion and the greater work than Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and his students did it, that the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa shines out in the world like the sun even till today. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. پھر وہ نہ ہوں گے تمہاری طرح. And those people won't be like you if you don't stand up for deen. So we should stand up for deen. Whenever the demands and the taqaza of deen comes, don't look at our comforts. Don't look at our dunya. Stand up. In there is your life. In there is your success. May Allah give us tawfiq. And that brings us to the end of Surah Muhammad, which also is the end of Surah Jihad. The surah's name is Surah of Jihad. God as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.